Hey, it's Mel.
And Maddie, and this is Smatter of Fact.
Just two best friends dabbling and speaking with superficial knowledge on our subjects.
In other words, a smattering of facts. Yeet.
Yeah.
And is this a rap battle?
Syrup sandwiches.
Syrup sandwich. What is a syrup? It's syrup.
That's okay.
I got a new job.
Why?
Because one of my jobs is going to end in March, and I need a new job to replace it. So,
What's your new job?
you're gonna love this. It's a daycare.
Oh, geez.
Yep.
What age group?
Right now I'm gonna be a floater.
Oh, okay.
So she was like really excited. She's like, "Will you be my floater?" And I was like, "Yep." And she's like, "Have you worked with infants before?" And I was like, "Yes, I've worked with infants at a daycare, and two of my private like families that I've nannied for, they both had infants." And so yes, I worked with. She's like, "Oh, I'm so excited for me for that." And I was like, "Good."
I'm
So
excited for
it's not,
myself.
yes, she was excited for herself for that. It's not like a chain. So I'm kind of glad that it's not a chain. It's not like a corporation, but it's not like a in-home nanny situation. It's just like a standalone
All right.
daycare. So yeah. Yep. That's that on that. And I was like, I can't start until like mid-March though. Is that okay? And she's like, "Yep, that's completely fine. We'll take you whenever we can get you." And I was like, "Okay." She was like, "There are days where you want to come in and work when you're not scheduled to work.
Why?
You can, like, just to like make extra money or whatever.
Oh.
You can just tell me by like 8 a.m. or something and just like come in and you can work."
Funny of you to assume that on my day off I would be up
I know.
before 8 a.m.
I was like, "That's hilarious of you." But I will keep it in mind in case I'm really just looking for extra money, I guess. But so nice of you to think of me in that way. I mean, I guess like maybe like if like I had to like take a day off like that week or something, and I wanted to
Yeah.
like make it up or something, maybe I would, but like I probably would just be like, "Hey,
Can I come in tomorrow or
can I
something
come
or
in tomorrow instead of this day?" Or something like that, you know? I wouldn't just be like, I feel like getting up today and going to
yeah.
I like sleep too much to do that to myself, but you know, I guess you never know. But
It's true.
I feel much less stressed now that I have something lined up,
Yeah. That's good.
knowing that my other job is gonna end. So
Wait, which job?
at my
You
dance
teach.
job,
Okay.
not my teaching job, just like the dance job.
Oh.
My teaching job will continue. So, this is my day dance job, not my night dance job. Makes me sound like really exotic. My night dance job is teaching children dance.
Okay, I was gonna say. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for clarifying. For
The audience of that. Also for
I'm
my.
keeping my night dance job.
Oh, I'm keeping my night dance. This is also for my students who listen occasionally. You
Oh,
guys are my night dance job. They found me.
my goodness.
No. And they'd also be like, "We're not dancers. We're gymnasts. I call you dancers. I teach you dance.
Yeah.
I'm a dancer." Okay. Anyways, I digress. Anything new with you? How's your job going? How does it feel to work Monday through Friday?
Kind of awful, but it's fine.
That's I also for our audience out there, that sounds really mean of me, but like For a hot second there, Mallory was only working Monday through Thursday, and then she had to go
like
back.
2 months.
She had to go back to working Monday through Friday, and she was like, ugh, Monday through Friday. Ugh.
I know.
But it
It
is also
sucks.
kind of funny because I don't work like a traditional 9 to 5 Monday through Friday job, so
That's
you
true.
did
Today
that
I
to
actually went
yourself.
in. I went in for the afternoon. Because we had to like go do something in person. But I got stuck in the parking garage again.
What?
Again.
The same thing?
Similar, yeah.
Did you
So
break the
like
machine?
I yeah. Again, the second time in a row. Like it didn't like my ticket, and then it didn't like the ticket voucher, and it just like was a whole mess, and I had to like call the intercom thing again. And everything they told me to try wasn't working again, so then they let me through free again. And yeah, it was every time I go there now, I break the machine.
They must just be like,
I'm
this
so
girl,
unlucky. I'm
she
so
just wants her
unlucky.
free parking. They're just
I
gonna start to know like what car you drive, and they're gonna be like, just go through.
have never had a problem with it before. Like, it's not like it's that complicated. I just stick my ticket in, and then it just doesn't let me pay ever.
That's so
So,
funny. I don't know. It
I
sounds like you're trying to scam everyone.
don't know. I think I'm just really unlucky.
Maybe.
Which, makes sense because my name is Mallory, and that is literally the meaning of my name, is unlucky one. So,
Really?
yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I just thought you were just being like, which makes sense because my name is Mallory. And I was like, that seems like a really weird correlation, but okay.
No, literally, like the translate, like my name means unlucky one or like the unfortunate one. So,
Okay.
makes
Well,
sense.
so sorry for you.
Very on brand.
Well, I think I'm very lucky because you're my friend, so.
Oh, that's sweet. That is the one bit of luck that I do have in my life. So, no,
Yeah.
I'm very blessed, but it's just like when situations like that come up where it's like twice in a row, I'm like,
Yeah, like who
wow.
does that happen to like 2 times in a row?
I know.
That's so random. That's so random.
And it's like my coworkers went like right before me, and then I just got like stuck.
At least they didn't witness you do
I know.
it. You just gotta be like, you guys go ahead, it's fine.
I know. I. Oh man.
Did you tell them about it happening?
Yeah, I was like, it happened again. They're like, oh
That's so funny.
no. Well, today's topic. It's kind of going to be probably a long one, honestly.
Good.
But
I
I had
didn't
like.
want to sleep tonight.
Don't know. It was actually my husband came up with the topic because he's
That's
like
so
really.
weird of you to say.
I know.
I can't get used to it. Although every time I've said this before, every time you like pop into the Zoom and it's like Mallory and then like your new last name, I'm like, that's very wrong.
I
That's
know.
very wrong. I'm like, yes, but no.
I'm still getting used to it, to be honest.
Have to come up with a different rhyme for your last name
You do.
now.
You do. What was I saying? Oh yeah. So he came up with the topic because he's really interested in it. He even offered to like he was like, maybe I should come on and talk, but I don't think he will be. I
You
don't know.
refused him to come on and talk on our
No, I didn't
podcast?
refuse him. He just, I don't know.
What?
He didn't offer again,
What?
so he just told me a bunch of information about it. Then I went and researched it, and then
What?
now he's out doing something else, I guess. So, I guess he didn't want to
What?
come on and talk. But
You didn't invite him to come on?
he literally was like,
Did you
this is the
tell him that
topic
he could
that.
come? Or you were just like, yeah, that's cool.
No, I was like, yeah, I don't know. It's just
You weren't like, yeah, that's cool. Come talk
what?
to
Do you
us
want me to
about
go
it.
ask him?
I don't know. Do you feel like you should talk to us about
I don't know. I mean, I pretty much have all the information.
it? Okay. Will he listen to this episode?
Yeah, he said he would.
Oh, good. It
So.
will be his first listen.
No, it's not his first listen.
What has he listened to?
I don't know,
Shrek. He's
a
listened to
bunch of
Shrek.
random ones. I don't know.
Tell me he's listened to Shrek. I think
I
that one's really fun. Okay.
Just give him.
I don't know what the topic is. I'm very excited.
So do you remember when we did the Stanford Prison Experiment?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar to that, although not as dark. But
Oh.
we're talking about Stanley Milgram today.
It does not ring a bell.
It's okay.
Am I supposed to know who that
Well,
is?
you know what? It's okay. You're gonna learn. So,
Okay.
but he was a psychologist and he also did some experiments
Ooh.
about like human behavior.
Okay.
I guess I'll just go
Will
right into it.
I
So
know
his
about it once you get into it?
maybe have you ever had
Okay.
like a sociology or like psychology class?
I took AP Psych in high school. Got a 5 on it.
Then I'm sure they probably mentioned Stanley Milgram at some point.
Okay.
I mean, he's pretty well-known American
Okay.
psychologist. I don't
It was about a
know.
long time ago.
He is best known for his controversial experiments on obedience to authority conducted in the 1960s when he was an assistant professor at Yale. So, he was born August 15th, 1933. So he would be what, 90 this year?
That's very old.
If he was still alive, he's not.
Oh, R.I.P.
Spoiler.
Ooh.
I think he like died of, like from a heart attack or something at 51.
Whoa,
So
young.
yeah, young. He was
Really
born
got to
right.
him.
What?
Really got to him.
Yeah, I mean. It is a little bit ironic based on, you'll see. Okay.
Okay.
So Milgram was born and raised in the Bronx. He was the second of three children in a working class Jewish family.
Okay.
So skipping ahead to college, he was like a good student going up
We're
through school.
just skipping
So there
everything.
wasn't like, there wasn't really much on like his early life, to be honest.
He was born, but now
He was
college.
bored and now we're just skipping to college.
Okay.
He went to Queens College.
And then skipping, he died. 51. That's it. That's the whole story.
Yep. Whole episode
Okay.
right there. So he went to Queens College, which I guess later became a part of the City University of New York.
Okay.
But he studied political science in addition to taking courses in art, literature, and music. And then in 1953, between his like junior and senior year, like the summer in between, he toured Europe and became increasingly interested in international relations.
The
He was actually,
humanities, the man of the humanities.
yes, so he was accepted actually into the graduate program in international affairs at Columbia.
Okay.
But in 1954, like after he like finished his senior year and his bachelor's degree from Queens, he decided he was actually gonna study social relations at Harvard. So now he's a Harvard man.
The Harvard man, but he worked at Yale.
Yeah, so,
Wow, he
well,
betrayed his roots.
he kind of like went back and forth between Yale and Harvard.
Okay.
Like one does.
Right. I would know. I mean, well, maybe not me. You would know.
So, yeah. What I
What?
know.
Because you're smart.
So are you. I'm
You're
definitely
smarter
not.
than I am.
I doubt that. I never thought I was smarter than you.
What? You're definitely smarter than me. 100%.
Oh my gosh.
That's really funny. Did we just grow up thinking that the other person was smarter than us?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I always thought you were smarter than me.
I always thought you were smarter than me. You were like homeschool.
What does that have to do with
You were
anything?
definitely smarter than me, like in like elementary. And then when you actually came to public school, you went downhill. No, then you like evened out with the rest of us.
Whoa. Dang. Wow.
Facts.
Facts. My grammar was always highly superior. Just kidding. Well, you were always better with like science and math.
Yeah, I don't know why I was good at math. Like, I had no reason to be. I did not like it, but I
You
somehow
didn't
always
like
was
math? I
so
thought
good at it. I don't
you were
understand
always
it.
so good at math and science. Science really frustrated me. And you'd just be like, and this part goes to this part, and this is how this works. And I'd be like, yeah, but how do you know that? And you're like, I don't know, I just do.
Oh my gosh.
That's really funny.
So anyway, Harvard's Department of Social Relations just took the unusual step of admitting Milgram, even though he had not taken a single psychology course in his life. For some reason, they decided that it
Interesting.
was worth it. So at Harvard, he took classes with leading social psychologists actually of the day, including Gordon Allport, Jerome Bruner, Roger Brown, and Solomon Asch. I think it's Asch. I'm gonna say Asch, which I didn't know any of their names, but if you know psychologists, you'll probably know who they are.
Great. Wow.
I
I'll
look.
say it for the people who know. Wow, that's so
Wow. I
impressive.
know. All of whom greatly influenced the direction of Milgram's academic career. So of particular interest were Asch's conformity experiments, which you might have heard of these. This showed that individual behavior can be influenced by group behavior, with
Yes.
the individuals conforming to group perspectives, even when choices made by the group are obviously incorrect. So for like his experiments, the participants like sat around a table, and like the real subject sits at the end of the table, and like all the other participants are actually like actors hired by the researchers, but the subject didn't know that. And so like when the experiment begins, participants are shown a total of like four lines, with like one on the left and three on the right, and the three lines on the right are like different heights, but one of them like obviously matches up with like the one on the left. And the participants are asked like with each like trial, like which line matches up with like this line on the left, like one, two, or three. And it should be like, you know, super obvious, like children could do it. So the subjects completed 18 trials. On the first two trials, both the subject and the actors gave the obvious correct answer. But then on the third trial, the actors would start giving the all like they would all give the same like wrong answer. And so like this wrong responding happened on like 11 of like the remaining 15 trials. And it was the subject's behavior on these, like they called them like the critical trials, that formed the aim of the study, to test how many subjects would change their answer to conform to those of the seven actors, despite it being wrong. So they were trying to test, like, would they go with the group even though they
Right,
knew it
like
was
peer
wrong?
pressure, kind of.
Yeah. So overall, over 75% of participants gave at least one incorrect answer out of the 12, these 12, like, critical trials.
Interesting.
So Milgram took that and he thought that was really interesting. And so he set out to apply Asch's group technique with several variations. He actually like went around the world and like kind of did some different versions of this. So like he did one with like an auditory thing to like it was like distinguishing the length between like two tones he would like play. And so then, like, the actors would like give wrong answers and stuff like that. So, yeah, so that kind of like got him thinking more about human behavior and like conformity. So, in 1960, after earning his PhD from Harvard, Milgram accepted a position as assistant professor at Yale. And there is where he narrowed his research to obedience. So 1960 was, it was a while after like World War II, but I think that like it was still like a lot on everyone's minds. Especially well, Milgram himself, because he was Jewish, obviously, he was very aware of it, like throughout the war, like with his Jewish heritage and like the tragedies suffered by the Jews during the Holocaust. And he was interested in understanding like what led these people to like inflict this harm on others, like what could cause like so many people to like do this to like other humans, you know? So, a big thing he like looked into was like the Nuremberg War Criminal Trials, which were the trials held right after World War II by, it was like the Allies. I don't know why I said Allies.
How about the
Allies, held against like these big leaders of Nazi Germany.
alleys?
They like brought them to court for like all their obviously horrible,
War crimes.
yeah,
Crimes, not just war
crimes.
crimes.
So, and like a lot of their defense, these like leaders, was that they were just following orders from their superiors. Like they were just being obedient, you know? And so Milgram thought that was interesting. And then he was also inspired by Hannah. Oh, wait. Don't know why I just. Okay. Hannah Arendt. Her report on the trial of Adolf Eichmann in Jerusalem. So Eichmann was like a big player in Nazi Germany. He was like the manager, and like he like facilitated the mass deportation of Jews to like ghettos, and like all like the camps. So he was like kind of managing that whole thing. Just like basically just organizing the entire Holocaust. And so his trial was actually in 1961, so like right around the time where where Milgram was like graduating, and when he became like the professor at Yale. And so Eichmann's trial sparked international interest and heightened public awareness of the crimes of the Holocaust, 'cause I guess like not a lot of it was super known. Or just a lot of like the nitty-gritty details were
Well, it couldn't
not
happen
known.
at that time, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like even like before like the Nuremberg trials, like a lot of that stuff wasn't like known at all.
Yeah.
And then like probably without like, 'cause like a lot of it wasn't brought to light until like those kinds of trials were taking place, and that was why like when like all of like the liberations and stuff were happening, like the soldiers and stuff were like told like take pictures and like document like exactly what you're seeing, because otherwise like they will try to like sweep it under the rug and say like this didn't happen.
Yeah, can you
So there's no
imagine?
way that like
Yeah.
it could have been like known, or like
Yeah.
well known at least.
Like the all those photographs are like so valuable.
As like wrong as like you would have felt like taking them, I'm sure.
Yeah. That would have been really hard. So, yeah, so Milgram was like kind of reading through our Arendt's, sorry, I want to say Arendt, but it's Arendt's claims about this, like, is it banality? I think it is, of evil. So like the evil, the idea that evil acts can come from ordinary people following orders, and he was wondering how that could be demonstrated in the lab. So kind of like, can he like recreate this, or like figure out like how maybe just he can. It's hard to believe that like so many people were like just, bad people.
Or got swept up in like the evil of it all.
Yeah, so he was like, how did so many people just kind of like go with the flow, essentially, even if they knew it was wrong? So he created what like collectively became known as the Milgram experiment.
Okay.
So the goal of this experiment, or all of these series of experiments, they went on for a long time. Well, not a long time, but it was like many like variations and stuff like that. So the goal was to find out how far people would go in obeying an instruction if it involved harming another person. So the experiments, I can't say that word. I keep saying like experiment.
Experiment.
Experiment. They began in 1961. And so there were like three rolls. Okay. So if you picture like a room with like kind of like a barrier or like a thin wall, like dividing the room. So there was an experimenter who was like in charge of the session, and they were an actor. There was the teacher who was like the volunteer participant. They did not know that like they were actors really. And they were led to believe that they were just merely assisting this like experimenter with what they needed
Okay.
to get done. And then there was the learner who was also an actor and secretly worked with the experimenter and pretended to be a volunteer. So it was all just like kind of acting. So the experimenter told them, the learner, or no, sorry, the teacher, that they were taking part in a scientific study of memory and learning. So the subject and actor like drew slips of like paper to determine their roles. But unknown to the subject, both slips actually said teacher, and like the actor would always claim to have drawn the slip that read like learner. But basically a guarantee that the subject would always be the teacher. But it like made it seem like it was by chance. So next, like the teacher and the learner were taken into adjacent room where the learner was strapped into what appeared to be some sort of like electric chair. They were like hooked up to like this like electricity machine. So like basically like a shocking machine where they would get shocked. Sorry.
Would they actually get
Okay.
shocked?
No, but the teacher thought that they would be.
Okay.
So the experimenter, who was like dressed in lab coat, told the participants like this was to ensure that the learner would not escape because they were like strapped in. So the teacher and learner were separated by this like barrier so that they could like communicate and like hear each other, but they couldn't see each other. So the teacher and the experimenter like go to the other side of the room, and the teacher was given a list of word pairs that he was to like teach the learner. So the teacher began reading the list of word pairs to the learner, and they would read like the first word and four possible answers, and then the learner would have to press the button, like a button, I guess, to indicate his response. And if the answer was incorrect, the teacher would administer a shock to the learner, with the voltage increasing in 15 volt increments for each wrong answer. And they would only move on until, like, if the learner would get, like, the question correct. Or, like, yeah, like the word pair correct, I guess. The volts range from, like, 15 all the way up to, like, 450 volts that they could, like, be shocked.
Shocked, quote unquote.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
So, like,
like, that
this.
person was like acting like they were getting shocked.
Pretty much. So, well, we'll see. So,
Okay. I'm very concerned.
yeah. So the shock generator included verbal markings that varied from like slight shock to danger, severe shock. And at like predetermined voltage levels, the learner either banged on the adjoining wall, crying out in pain and pleading, and like they pleaded with the participant to stop, or they complained about a even like fictitious heart condition, which is kind of funny because Milgram died of a heart attack. So basically, like the teacher or like the subjects thought that for each wrong answer, they were actually like administering shocks to this learner. And in actuality, the learner was set up with like a tape recorder integrated with the electroshock generator, and they like replayed previous recorded sounds for each like shock level.
Okay.
But I think like they would still be like in the room, and like that they would have to like bang on the wall and stuff. But like all like the sounds or like screams, I guess, and stuff like that would be tape recorder. If at any time the teacher or subject indicated a desire to stop the experiment, the experimenter was instructed to give specific like verbal prods. And so like the prods were like in this, they have like four distinct prods that kind of like increase in intensity. So the first one was like, please continue. And the second one was, the experiment requires that you continue. The third one, if like that didn't work, they would say, it is absolutely essential that you continue. And the fourth one was, you have no other choice but to continue. And so, kind of like that authoritative, like, you need to do this. So, yeah, they would keep kind of like going with the prods until like the subject obeyed. Oops, sorry. The experimenter also had like predetermined like prods to use if the teacher made specific comments. So, like, if the teacher asked if the learner might suffer permanent physical harm, the experimenter just said, although the shocks may be painful, there is no permanent tissue damage, so please go on. If the teacher said that the learner clearly wants to stop, the experimenter replied, whether the learner likes it or not, you must go on until he has learned all the word pairs correctly, so please go on. So,
So it was like, you have a choice, but you do not have a choice.
right. So it was very much like, yeah, so like essentially he was trying to kind of imitate what like the Nazis had to go through,
Yeah.
or like the German soldiers had to go through. Yeah, that's the experiment. So Milgram suspected that subjects struggled to like disengage from the experiment because of its incremental like progression. So like small demands, seemingly benign, became increasingly adverse. And subjects may also have been readily conforming, seeing themselves as inferior to the experimenter in their knowledge of or learning, and they may have viewed themselves as being free of responsibility, simply carrying out the experimenter's commands. Obviously, the experiments and findings were very highly controversial, because the situation placed extreme stress on the subjects. They were noted to like be
Yeah.
very uncomfortable, obviously, like administering the shocks. Because you know
Yeah.
most people would not like to harm another human being.
Most, yeah.
Most. So they displayed varying degrees of tension and stress, obviously, like sweating, trembling, stuttering, biting their lips, digging their fingernails into their skin. Some were even having like nervous laughing fits, which would be honestly, that'd probably be me. I guess like 14 out of the 40 subjects showed definite signs of like nervous laughing or smiling.
That's kind of funny.
Apparently some people even had seizures.
Oh, I don't love
So
that.
love that. During like the debriefing of the experiments, Milgram apparently didn't reveal like the full truth to his subjects. So like some he like just left to think that they had really shocked another person. Like he didn't explain at the end to everyone that it was like fake. And it was not until many months later that the subject learned like the true nature of the experiments. So I don't know.
That seems like a
I
little
don't really know why he would do that,
bad.
but
That doesn't seem quite right.
I don't know if he had like planned to like contact them later, or I don't really know like what was
What would
going
he
through his
say?
head.
Be
Come on, Stanley, like what are you doing?
like, by the way, I meant to tell you this, but like.
Oh, you didn't know? Like
Like
what?
that wasn't real.
Oh my
Just to tell
gosh.
you.
He just starts like gaslighting them. Like,
And they were
how
like,
did you
well,
not
it seemed
know?
pretty real when they were getting shocked
Oh my gosh, yeah.
when I was shocking them and they were screaming in pain.
Yeah.
And right.
So he summarized the experiment in a 1974 article, The Perils of Obedience. So he wrote,
I bet he
quote,
did.
yes, he quote, "The legal and philosophical aspects of obedience are of enormous importance, but they say very little about how most people behave in concrete situations. I set up a simple experiment at Yale University to test how much pain an ordinary citizen would inflict on another person simply because he was ordered by an experimental scientist. Stark authority was pitted against the subject's strongest moral imperatives against hurting others, and with the subject's ears ringing with the screams of the victims, authority won more often than not. The extreme willingness of adults to go to almost any lengths on the command of an authority constitutes the chief finding of the study and the fact most urgently demanding explanation. Ordinary people simply doing their jobs and without any particular hostility on their part can become agents in a terrible destructive process." So he's basically
Well,
like
you
proving
don't
like
say.
anyone can become
Anyone can torture.
anyone. Anyone.
As Stanley Milford said, anyone can torture. Sorry, I was watching
Or
Ratatouille
like I was
today.
gonna say, Reddit, anyone can cook. Anyone can torture. That's
Anyone can
horrible.
inflict pain.
That's horrible. I'm nervous laughing.
Me too.
Okay, so let's get into some like the controversy, even though we like kind of already did, but there's kind of a lot more. So ethics obviously raised, so the experiments raised questions about how the research ethics of the scientific experimentation, obviously because of the extreme emotional stress and inflicted insight,
Yeah, like, did they
suffered.
offer therapy for these people? Like,
Literally. I don't know, was therapy really a thing in the 60s and 70s? I don't know.
probably not.
Sadly. In Milgram's defense, 84% of former participants surveyed later on said that they were glad or very glad to have participated, apparently. And 15% chose neutral responses. So, I don't know. I guess
Okay.
supposedly they had a good, jolly old time. Many later wrote expressing thanks. Sorry.
For what? For what though? What did they
I
learn?
don't know. I guess, well, here we have a little excerpt from one of them. So 6 years later, at the height of the Vietnam War, one of the participants actually wrote to Milgram explaining why he was glad to have participated despite the stress. And he said, "While I was a subject in 1964, though I believed I was hurting someone, I was totally unaware of why I was doing so. Few people ever realize when they are acting according to their own beliefs and when they are meekly submitting to authority. To permit myself to be drafted into the Vietnam War with the understanding that I'm submitting to authority's demand to do something very wrong would make me frightened of myself. I am fully prepared to go to jail if I am not granted conscientious objector status, which in the military is like an individual who has claimed the right to refuse to perform military service on the grounds of freedom of thought, conscience, or religion. So indeed, it is the only course I could take to be faithful to what I believe. My only hope is that members of my board act equally according to their conscience." So he was expressing his thanks that they like opened his eyes to kind of like not falling into like the same steps as like, you know, like the Nazis. Like he just like was able to be more aware of kind of keeping his morals in check and like not just submitting to authority because they were authority, but really making sure that he was doing the right thing. So that was kind of cool, I thought.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think of it like that, like where he can be like, I am at peace because, like, I
Yeah.
am okay with where I stand morally because of what you showed me through this like experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't have thought of it that way.
Yeah. So on the other hand, the American psychologist published a brief article by Diana Bomrind. And she argued that even though Milgram had obtained of informed consent, he was still ethically responsible to ensure like their well-being. And when participants displayed signs of distress, the experimenter should have stepped in and halted the experiment. So like a lot of people thought it just like went too far.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, in a way, yes, but then you could also argue, would it have, like, the experiment? I did it. I almost did it. The experiment. Would it have had, like, would it have been, like, the full, like, effect, like, the true experiment
Yeah.
it hadn't gone to that full extent?
Right, he
Because
was.
he had it in like a controlled environment, but I think he was wrong for not like disclosing immediately afterward like what he did
Yeah.
for everyone.
He definitely should have like debriefed better and yeah. So Milgram kind of like went countered that like argument in his book published in 1974, Obedience to Authority, an Experimental View. He argued that the ethical criticism provoked by his experiments was because his findings were disturbing and revealed unwelcome truths about human nature. So he was kind of like, you don't like it because it's an ugly truth. Others have argued that the ethical debate has diverted attention from more serious problems with the experiment's methodology. So he will either appreciate it or said like, no way, like this is not okay. So
Which I feel like goes for like most any experiment too.
yeah. So another part of the controversy was the applicability to the Holocaust. James Waller, who was chair of Holocaust and Genocide Studies at Keene State College, and he was formerly chair of Whitworth College Psychology Department, he expressed the opinion that Milgram experiments do not correspond well to the Holocaust events. So like his like four main points were like the subjects of the Milgram experiment. Gosh. Is that right? Experiments? I'm like saying it so much that like I don't even know if it's a real word anymore.
I
So
think
like
so.
basically like they were assured in advance there was no permanent physical damage that would result from like shocking these people. However, like on the flip side, like the Holocaust perpetrators were fully aware that they were like killing and like killing people, killing victims. And like secondly, the laboratory subjects themselves did not know their victims and were not motivated by racism or other biases, where obviously
Right.
the Holocaust perpetrators definitely, a lot of them made it very clear that it was like racist reasons and
Right.
bias, like biasness. Third, those serving punishment at the lab were not sadists nor hate mongers and often exhibited great anguish and conflict in the experiment, unlike the designers and executioners of the final solution, who had a clear goal on their hands, like set beforehand. And then lastly, the experiment only lasted for like an hour with no time for the subjects to no like downtime for them to like really contemplate the implications
Right.
of their behavior. Where like obviously the Holocaust like lasted years with and there was like plenty of time for people to do like their own like moral assessment and
Right.
so
Well, and like I feel like leading up to the Holocaust too, there was like a lot of like time for like built-in racism and
yeah.
stuff to build and fester and generational hate and,
Right.
cultural divide to grow, and you know how that works like culturally and stuff too, religiously and regionally and whatever even. So I feel like there's all of those things too that you would have to consider.
Yeah.
But even on a small scale, it definitely I feel like shows like some aspect of like human psychology.
Yeah,
It's
for
really
sure.
interesting.
Yeah, so pretty strong argument for that, but
Yeah. I actually don't think I've ever heard of that. I don't think I've heard of that experiment, like
Oh, really?
specifically. No, I've definitely, I think I've like heard his name because of like taking like psychology classes, but I don't think I've ever like heard of that very specific like experiment before.
Yeah.
And now you really have me questioning how I say experiment.
No, I didn't have a problem with it before I started like talking today. I don't know what it is, but so yeah, and then like later on, I guess like apparently some participants kind of were like, well, we knew we were being studied.
Sure you did.
So I don't know. Yeah.
And yet you still decided to do those things, which I feel like proves more of a point too.
Right. Literally.
Because like then why would you like
Exactly. It kind of only like further proves his point almost. Like, so yeah, those are the Milgram experiments. I don't know. I was like going back and forth if I wanted to like finish off like what he did after. He did like some other lesser known like experiments. Later on, after he like left Yale, and he like went back to
Harvard.
Harvard, but then he couldn't get tenure, so then he switched and went back to the City University of New York. So,
Interesting. Did he die because of like stress?
I
Because
don't
he just
know.
like inflicted so much stress on other people.
I don't know. Apparently, I think he had like multiple heart attacks. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
That's definitely interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Huh.
I
Thank
think
you
I
for
remember.
sharing.
Yeah.
And that's so, I'm just like trying to wrap my head around that. I think feel like any kind of like psychological experiment where like humans are involved is so like it's just like boggling because it's like when have I been a part of a human experiment? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm sure I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I've never been a part of an experiment, but
You're not sure?
I don't know. How do you know if you've ever been a part of an experiment or not?
Well, usually you volunteer.
You don't know that.
You think you've just been like unknowingly, what,
We
like
could be
this
whos.
is like, yeah, literally like the Truman Show. You think this is like the Truman Show?
Maybe. No, I don't think so. I don't know. But I don't know,
I
like
thought about that. Like, what if my whole life is just like
I don't
a lie?
Man, we really do know how to make everything a conspiracy theory.
But then, like, I'm literally not doing anything to even.
I don't think anyone would find my life interesting enough.
Oh, I
They're
would watch
just
that show now,
people.
like that
That
movie. That was
is
like,
such a good movie.
that's like the only one of the few movies that we had like watched for school that I actually like enjoyed and like
What did
watched
you
after.
watch? What
In
that
a psychology class, psychology th through literature. It
oh
was like we like watched a movie after every like book or whatever we read. I don't remember what book that one
did you
was like
take that
for.
senior year?
Yeah.
Oh, was that do you take that third trimester?
I don't remember. You expect me to remember that?
I don't remember you taking that
Like
class, so I don't know. I'm
It
just
might have been.
asking.
It might have.
I was just
No.
saying, I don't
It might
remember
have
you
been
taking it
first. I don't know.
first.
I don't even know. Trimesters. Remember trimesters?
Trimesters. I remember being in school.
I
One
actually
of my
had like.
students today was like, she was like, oh, I have to, she's like, I'm so tired. I have to go to school tomorrow. And I was like, oh, I'm so tired too. I want to go to sleep.
Remember when we
She was
had to
like,
like be sitting in a seat, like ready for class by 7:40 a.m.?
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Like, what?
But then she goes, you're so lucky you don't have to go to school. She's like, you never have to go to school. And I was like, I did my time. I was like, I did my
Yeah.
time. And then I did some more. I was like, I'm done. I earned the right to not have to go to school anymore. I was like, once you've done your time, you will know. I
Yeah.
was like, until you've done your time, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, do not tell me that. Do not act like I did not earn this time
Right.
to
I've
not
actually
be in
been having
school.
a lot of dreams recently that I'm like back in high school.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But like, it's not like going back in time necessarily. Like, sometimes some like people from college will be like back in high school with me, or
Oh, that's
like,
interesting.
and like, I'm never like with my ex, like high school boyfriend. I'm usually like, my husband's not like ever
You're
there,
with
but
your
like,
ex?
no, I'm not
Oh,
ever.
okay.
Like,
I was like,
he's not ever there.
ew.
But no, I'm like saying that like Jaeger, like my husband is never there like with me, but
Interesting.
like I'll know like consciously that like I'm married to him, or like I'm with him or whatever. But like, he's never like at school with me. I don't know. It's just like really weird. Like, sometimes it'll be like back in like the art classroom or like the cafeteria, or like, I don't even know, like choir, theater or something. But I've just been having like so many dreams of like back in high school, not like college, high school. I don't know why. I don't know why.
That is really weird, and I don't love that for you.
It's just weird. Like, nothing really like happens like out of the ordinary.
I guess that's kind of good.
A lot of just be like eating food in the cafeteria, or sitting down like talking to a mix of like people I knew from high school and college, and it's just really weird.
That is so bizarre. I sometimes still think about those burritos that we used to get all the time.
Yes.
And those things are so good. I just wish I could go back one day and just have just a burrito one more time. Like, I did not fully appreciate how good those burritos were.
I
And
know.
the lady who like made them, she was so grumpy, but she made such a good burrito.
Low key wish that like your dad still worked at the school, so we'd have like a
A
half
reason to go
reason
back.
to like,
Be like,
I don't know what we
hey,
would do, but
you
like,
go get a burrito.
literally.
Be like,
Maybe go see our teacher, or like
we
one teacher that's
the
still
one
there.
teacher. Hey, there's at least two.
So many of them retired, and I'm so sad.
Yeah. Well, that's so sad. But you know, that's not why we're here. You guys didn't come here to listen to us complain about our high school days, our lack of high school days.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
You gonna sign us
Hopefully it
out?
wasn't too boring.
It was great.
Okay,
I didn't think
well,
it was too boring.
that's good. There's your smattering of facts on Stanley Milgram.
Melo,
Milgram.
bye.
Milgram.
Follow us on Instagram.
At smatter of fact.
How do
Bye.
I pause this?